Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Kia ora, Kirsten, how are you?
Atamarie, I'm good.
Excellent. I'm nervous about this genre.
Don't be nervous.
Zoe's excited, though.
I'm quite excited.
What are we talking about today?
Bardcore.
Okay. Bardcore.
Or someone else calls it tavern wave.
Whoa. Okay.
But there's a lot of bad puns involved. You know, it's plucking nice or go bard or go home.
Oh my God.
So, really bizarre. This is a really recent genre. Okay. 2020.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, a few people had been doing it, and one article was saying, oh, except for Sting, because he did one, you know, many years ago. On YouTube, you can find anything. But last year, in the middle of the plague,
yes,
and people were all home surfing the internet. Yeah, and so people, of course, draw the parallel between our own plague, the pox, and so.
So, just for full picture here, what is this? I mean, we haven't listened to anything yet, obviously, but what is a bardcore track?
So they've been taking covers of, you know, just sort of mainstream pop songs and redoing them in pseudo, medieval style.
Wow, okay.
So medieval music, I mean, the official music was mostly religious and Gregorian chant and in the church, but outside was these traveling, they were actually troubadours. Bards are storytellers, but anyway, that's fine because it rhymes with hardcore.
It doesn't fit the pun so
that's
well.
Right.
Troubadour core.
Yeah. So it was, you know, these wandering troubadours would go from place to place because, you know, you didn't have radios and stuff. And so it was all on instruments that you could carry.
Mm.
Lutes, wooden flutes, dulcimers, harps, recorders, fiddles, bagpipes, and the sackbutt. It's got to be
the greatest
name for an instrument ever.
Ah, the sackbutt.
The sackbutt.
Music to my ears.
Yes. Oh, she's good on the sackbutt.
What is a sackbutt?
It's kind of an old trombone.
Oh my, okay, that is not what I was visualizing. I'm going to hit this first track. Oh my God.
We're in the tavern.
Points if you can text in first what the song is. 5395.
So this guy playing it, Algol the Bard, he actually really plays these instruments, and he's been doing it for a while, never knowing he'd become famous.
Oh, shout out to Algol.
So he actually plays, you know, the lute and all these instruments. And this is actually, you've probably noticed, it's got a big international flavor because he's actually got the Greek bouzouki and the Egyptian darbuka drums.
Oh. So he's taking international bardcore
here.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes, it is. Toxicity. System of a Down. Who would have thought?
So,
on a Friday morning, we'd be listening to this.
The comments underneath these are so funny. You know, it's like, I don't know whether to twerk or show some ankle and drink some mead and go running through a meadow.
So, is this like a YouTube genre? Is this kind of where it's kicked off from?
And what's interesting, so Alga plays his own instruments, but other people are doing it, you know, with computer programs. There's one called Fluffy something now, I wrote it. Fluffy Audio that has lots of lutes, you know, sound banks.
So there's like MIDI bardcore, maybe.
That's right. But, people are fascinated by this period. You know, think about Game of Thrones and The Witcher and heaps of video games. I even think Monty Python.
Yeah, totally.
Yes.
I mean, so this has got a kind of element of humor, I'm hoping. People do this like with a bit of a wink and a nudge kind of a thing? Or is this like deadly serious genre?
There are serious medievalists, you know, and obviously I'm sure Algol the Bard's pretty serious because he plays these instruments really well.
Yeah, well, that's true,
But no, it's not serious, and it's not even serious that, you know, all legit, the right instruments are the right place sort of thing. One thing that was interesting is I read that back then there was indoor and outdoor instruments, you know, because if you're playing outdoors, you did have your sackbutts and your drums, but indoors you... used quieter things like your lutes, you know.
Okay, so there's a difference there.
Yeah, I like that.
And do people get pedantic about it with, like, I mean...
No, not
no,
at all.
No, okay, they don't, right.
Amazing.
And, okay, medieval is a really long time. It's 1,000 years.
Yeah, it's a long period.
So it's like from 500 to the Renaissance and 1400.
Wow.
And, I mean, we must have seen some huge innovations in music technology across that
Absolutely,
time.
Absolutely, because, and, you know, all the medievalists were writing, you know, people always painted as really dark and bleak, but actually, you know, they were really
joyful.
Creative and inventive and...
Mm. We've got someone saying Celtic Pink Floyd was doing it in the early 2000s, as was Rondalus doing Gregorian Black Sabbath in 2003.
Okay.
So yeah. it's got roots. It's
yeah,
got roots.
That's right.
In the pop canon.
I don't know if the culture is really embedded in their own roots, but...
Let's get a bit of this. I feel like we're all prancing around a bonfire or something.
An awesome cover art, you know, with peasants and...
Awesome's not the word I would have used, but I appreciate
no,
it.
The cover art is cool.
I mean, I can see it. Maybe I'm just being too cynical this morning.
I love it.
Don't you love busty winches?
So...
It's relaxing, and it's funny.
I don't know if relaxing is the... I feel slightly on edge.
Oh,
I feel like
you?
A witch burning's about to happen or something.
If I was at a party and
that
it was 1 a.m. and the song came on, I'd be like, yes, yes, the bardcore is here.
Okay, shout outs to Algol the Bard.
Someone wrote, why would we be obsessed with the time with ugly painted babies in bed dental care?
Aww.
In fact, my daughter just bought a painting with ugly painted medieval babies, too.
Nice. This feels like something that would have existed on Tumblr.
Yes.
You know, it's got such an internet vibe about it.
But I think Tumblr folks were a little younger.
Yeah,
you
maybe.
You know, whereas
yeah.
I think this is more YouTube because you get, you know, your 45-year-old white guys.
That is kind of
sorry,
who I was
I'm
picturing
really
doing this in my head. Yeah.
Yeah. Now this one's all, this is the one on Fluffy Audio. And
oh,
I
shit.
Think it sounds
okay.
really good.
Yeah, maybe it's just because I love ABBA, but I'm kind of into this one.
And the irony's not lost on me that ABBA's Swedish. You know, and, you know, this is Swedishy medieval,
oh,
you know,
yes,
black
yes.
metal-y.
I was like, I don't follow, but now I do.
Okay, so some of them sing the lyrics in Anglo-Saxon,
yes.
apparently.
Whoa.
Well, they'll change stuff a little bit, you know, fare thee well, prithee, you know. Yeah, some of the vocal ones aren't too bad. Some of them are really bad. I mean, like other weeks in the show, I have to listen to a lot. To
yeah.
Call.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm giving you the cream of the crop here, so.
I really appreciate you sifting through all the bardcore.
I mean, some genres, obviously, they're all fabulous, but this is not one of them.
I think this is what I was more anxious about, was that we were going to have that kind of deep cringe that comes in when someone, like, decides to do, like, a Shakespeare
yes.
rap. And
yes.
I'm like, oh, God, please, no. I feel like I'm back in, you know, year 10 drama class or something. I'm not here for it. But I can deal with, you know, a bit of synthesized lute.
Oh, yes.
And you know who else is into this? Is Dungeons & Dragons people.
Yeah,
I
can see that. And actually, you know, that would go off at a Dungeons
yeah.
& Dragons
Because I won't say
together.
How I know this, but, you know, those games, you know, you go for hours at a session and you go for weeks and months at a time with your session, and they play music to get in the zone.
Okay, I'm quite into this particular track. Maybe it is just my love for ABBA pulling me through, but I'm grooving.
I like it. It's funny.
Bucolic, someone's texted in. Someone says it's reminding them of a band from the Ukraine who were an early 90s, late 80s cover band who did folky Eastern European covers of The Smiths.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I can see there might be a link there. I mean, it's just interesting to hear, in some ways, you know, depending on what you mean interesting is, but to hear a song that you know so well as a pop banger played on a lute, you know,
yeah.
or a what is a sack butt? Word of the day.
And back in the medieval period, the troubadours, the songs were always about love, despair, loss, you know, courtly love, knights, and dancing, which is what our songs are about now. Like,
it is pop music.
It's not a big shift.
Yes. I surf rock, good pun, Nick, surf with an S-E-R-F.
Oh, that is good.
That
I haven't seen
good.
That one.
We're back to Algol the Bard now, because he really, you know, He doesn't seem to be doing.
He's a great instrumentalist. Are you on a horse?
I think I'm on board with this now. This is too ridiculous to be laughed at. It's just great.
Someone says, reminds me of the Westworld soundtrack.
Yeah, it does actually.
Yeah, I guess it is Westworld, that weird mix of super modern, right? 2020 memes, yeah. TikTok, YouTube, Spotify playlist. You know, it's got the most modern formation of any genre.
It's kind of like when you brought us in sea shanties and that had kind of had its resurgence exactly like that. Because of TikTok.
Yes.
Okay, no, someone would like to stick up for the Dungeons & Dragons community. They say, I played Dungeons & Dragons Edition 5, and listening to this would cause a gag reflex.
Aww.
Sorry to...
We'll have to get their playlist. We can do a D&D playlist.
Yeah, what do you listen to when you're playing Dungeons & Dragons, then? If not bardcore.
Someone else wrote under one of them, this was from a time when the 1% really did support the arts. There was a genre back then, this isn't related to it, but where they sang really, really bawdy songs. I mean, super rude. So they would have been the sort of
thinking of
Cardi
the Canterbury
B.
Tales kind
yeah,
of
Yeah, they would
like...
have been the Cardi, you know, so like, it really, not much has changed, you
well,
know?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, it's oral storytelling, it's oral histories, yes, and that was, you know, when you don't have any other, you know, even letter writing and stuff wasn't a thing. This is how you know what's happening in and around.
Yeah, and you didn't have radio, so, you know, you had to go hear live jams.
In the medieval era, not in the bardcore era, just in case anyone was confused. I feel like this isn't necessarily teaching us anything about the culture, but it's fun.
Well, also the medievalists are happy that people are not... They feel the medieval times get a really bad rap by film and television.
Yeah.
They're really upset.
This is the most polarizing genre you've brought in a hot
really?
Minute. We're
okay.
getting people who are... really vibing to this one in my car right now. Glad for you. And also, this is as awesome as a cup of cold sick. So,
Whoa.
It's two ends of the spectrum there.
A pox upon you.
A pox.
Lad.
Someone says pumped up kicks. There's a bardcore version of pumped up kicks.
Yeah, that was one of the big iconic ones.
It feels very 2010s to me.
I think Geneva played a bardcore song for one of her remix of the day on
Geneva
Morning Glory.
Did have a very good ability to pick the most bonkers remixes.
I like that they didn't put like a electronic beat to it. You know, like
tambourine going on there. Dread Zeppelin apparently is a band that does a similar thing. Someone says they're going to skip run all day today.
I can't listen to it without laughing.
I mean, I would hope so. Okay, I think maybe I've been won over. It's just so silly.
I remember when I was younger, back in LA, they had the Renaissance Fair, and, you know, it was a really awesome event. You know, people dressed up and bought giant turkey legs. Like,
amazing.
This is a fun time to sort of play with.
Yeah. Is this where people go around and recreate battles and stuff? Yeah. Is that a different thing?
Oh, LARPs!
LARPing! That's the one.
I Live did once go to a... medieval joust. medieval jousting, and we'd like ate chickens on
sticks.
Yeah,
they had those restaurants to do it.
Where did you do that?
This was in LA. So they have a whole thing going on.
Because you sit at those long tables and watch the jousting like a big, you know, a big fete.
Yeah, like some king.
Yeah, and you're like, nah, kill him.
Okay, someone says Renaissance fairs are huge in the USA. This is a whole new world to me. I had no idea. I like that you waited to right at the very end of the segment to drop that in there, Zoe.
You forgot. And then it came to me.
I thought I dreamt it.
Yeah, one of the knights looked like Jon Snow. It was a crazy day.
Jon Snow. All right.
So I don't know if this is just a white people thing, but they are obsessed with this time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's in their history.
Yeah, definitely. If you want to go check out some Algal the Bard, he's got an album called This Is Bardcore Volume 2, which is what that final countdown track was, which I'm assuming there's a Volume 1 as well then somewhere. Maybe even a Volume 3. I actually quite enjoyed that. Thank you,
But
Kirsten.
There's a Hildegard Van Bennigan or something who I think her vocals are one of the better ones.
Yes.
She sings well.
So you can get your vocalists on there as well. Yeah. I feel like we've saved ourselves a little bit of that this morning.
Yeah, I noticed none of the ones you chose at vocals.
No, funnily enough. But I appreciated bardcore a lot today. Thank you, Kirsten. What will you be bringing us next
week? Okay, I'm going to get with the times, and I don't know if you guys are like it or not, but I'm going to do Olympic theme songs.
Olympic theme songs.
I should have done that today,
I'm
right?
I'm excited.
Yeah. That'll be real interesting. Thank you very
Hopefully
much.
Hopefully they happen.
Yeah, we'll see.
And otherwise I'll be way out of whack next week, but we'll see.
Well, I hope you have a lovely weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Thank you.